One of Australia's highest paid TV personalities has sat down with one of the most divisive anti-immigration voices in the UK. Karl Stefanovic, the co-host of Channel 9's Today Show, has interviewed the far-right activist Tommy Robinson for his podcast. The full interview has been pulled from Stefanovic's platforms, but it's getting a lot of attention. So let's find out what happened.
Keir Starmer's out, Tommy Robinson's on the show tonight, and Tommy, how are you feeling?
I'm good, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Keir Starmer is a wanker.
That's Karl Stefanovic promoting his chat with Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson is not his real name. He was born as Stephen Yaxley Lennon. He's a far-right, anti-Islam, anti-migration activist who's been a feature of British political life for more than a decade now. He's been convicted of contempt of court, using a false passport, fraud, assault, and has even been jailed. He was a member of the extreme-right British National Party, and he was behind the now-defunct English Defence League, the EDL, an anti-Islamic protest organisation. Figures across the British political spectrum have condemned and distanced themselves from him. Former Conservative Boris Johnson called him a far-right thug, as has Reform UK leader Nigel Farage, who said he wouldn't be welcome in his party. Bath University recently published research on how Tommy Robinson is able to corral his followers, specifically looking at the Southport riots. The co-author, Dr. Daria Vishrat, explains what they observed.
He never directly incited anyone to act, at least on Telegram. What he did, rather, was create an urgency to act by creating these narratives that define the problem, assign the blame, and motivate action by leaving all non-violent action as having failed, and therefore violence as a last resort. Creating this anti-government sentiment and dehumanizing certain groups of people like immigrants and scapegoating them as the direct cause for all of those problems.
In recent months, Tommy Robinson appeared in Southampton for far-right rallies in response to the Henry Novak case. And he repeatedly posted, encouraging people to protest in Belfast and around the UK, following footage of that attempted murder that led to days of violent protests and attacks on migrant families. And now he's turned up in Karl Stefanovic's podcast. That's a recent reconversion for one of Australia's most mainstream media figures. He's still on the Channel 9 payroll, but has branched out with an independent podcast, interviewing some of the country's most prominent political figures, including many on the political right. While he has interviewed the Prime Minister and South Australia's Premier Peter Malinauskas, he's also spoken with Tony Abbott, John Howard, Jacinta Price, Matt Canavan, and multiple One Nation figures, Pauline Hanson, Barnaby Joyce, and Sean Bell. But this interview with Tommy Robinson marks an even bigger shift to one side of the political debate, by a broadcaster still reportedly paid millions by his mainstream commercial employer for his other gig. Stefanovic bills his podcast as unfiltered, unscripted, and uncensored, and a chance for him to be curious. When questioned about that interview, a spokesperson for Nine said,
"The Karl Stefanovic Show is a completely independent production. Nine has no involvement, including in the guest selection and other editorial processes."
The podcast interview was taken down from Stefanovic's platforms, but has now been reposted by One Nation leader Pauline Hanson.